Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, and you are listening to another episode of the I Am Riviera Beach podcast. And today I will be filling in for Miss Ann McNeil. My name is Deja Harvin, and I will have our co-host, Mr. Artie and Mr. Dan Calloway, taking over in a few. So first, I just wanted to say that I hope everyone is having a great and blessed Sunday. And also, do not forget that our governor's election is coming up, and you can do early voting. I think it starts October 24th, if I'm not mistaken, to November 4th. Do not quote me, but I think that is the time range. And then you have your regular voting. So please go out and vote, as this is a very, 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 very important time that is going on. And, you know, every vote counts. Even if you might think that your vote doesn't, your vote really, really does count. So please go out, show out, and definitely vote for, you know, what is right and who you feel would be the right person to represent us in our county.
That's
and so
beautiful.
Now we have our special guest for today is Mr. Darren Stustill. Mr. Darren Stustill embarked on his public schooling in the Palm Beach County school system. He was a proud graduate of John F. Kennedy Junior High School, where he embarked on his great athleticism. He later graduated from Palm Beach Gardens High School, home of the Gators. While going to Palm Beach Gardens, he also served as the football team's star quarterback, where he achieved All-State status. Mr. Darren received a football scholarship to go to West Virginia University, where he received a Bachelor of Science degree in education. As one of the leading quarterbacks for the West Virginia Mountaineers, he helped to guide his team to an undefeated season his senior year. He also served as a proud member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes while also being at West Virginia University. It was not long before the men of Omega Sci-Fi Inc. embraced him as a member. He served as their president for 2 years and is currently a part of the Kappa Upsilon alumni chapter in West Palm Beach. And with that, we have Mr. Darren, and we also have Mr. Artie Williams and Mr. Dan Calloway. How are you all doing today on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
Just wonderful, and thank you for that introduction for the guest. That is tremendous, and he earned that. Darren, how are you feeling today?
How you doing, Mr. Calloway? Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay.
Artie?
How you doing, Darren?
Hi, how you doing, Artie? How you doing?
Glad you were out of state right now. I know you're having some business, but definitely glad you was able to make it.
Yeah. Actually, I'm...
Everything, Darren, before we go any further,
yeah,
your resume, you were part of a great program up at West Virginia. Well, a lot of great athletes and great people have gone through. You were right out of Riviera going up to Palm Beach Garden, and your family is from the area, and they are great people, Henry and Josie. They are just wonderful people, and tell them all that we said hello. Now,
I will.
We got a lot of things to do. You and I had a conversation, and most of the thing, it's not even not on your resume about the Panhellenic. You over all the Greeks the sororities and the fraternities. That is just a tremendous honor right there. Now, we're not going to get away from that. But one thing we need to talk about, we need to talk this, because above, we may not get everything in because I've gotten with Artie and we've put a new program together for Fort Myers. You and I talked briefly about that. What we're going to do, not only raise, we are one-third away already of raise the money for $60,000 for six kids, giving them $10,000 apiece for scholarship from Fort Myers. But we got to do something before that time come in May to give the scholarships out. That's what we want to talk about. Now, Darren and Artie, it's no way we can help Fort Myers if they don't learn how to help themselves and change the attitude and the direction that people are treated, especially of color, in Fort Myers, which is much different from Naples and Sanibel Island. The other day in the paper 2 weeks ago, they said 90% of the people in Fort Myers make 40% of the people in Naples make under the regular standard of earning. They said they make $21,000 a year. Nobody can live with two or three people in a house, and they got more with kids to live off $21,000 a whole year. No, they can't do it. You can't have a mortgage. You can't have car payment. You can't pay the groceries. You can't do nothing. You definitely don't, can't save any money to send your kids off to higher learning, whether it's a trade school, two-year school, or four-year school. You can't do that. Now, we got something. We will help those people over there. We'll talk about that in a minute. And the other thing they said, the highest salary is like $37,000 a year for income of a family. It's still going to be, you're still starving. You got to get more money than that.
Right.
Somebody's making money off the back of those people, whether they're out in the farms, in the agriculture, or whether they with the shrimp boats and the fishing, because that's another thing they make a lot of money off of. See, the people who are making money, because you're not paying out money for your employees, that's more money for them. So that's the first thing we're going to talk about. I need you to understand that since you were a quarterback and you know who was in charge of the field out there, the coach give you the plays, and once that play get on the field, you in charge. Now, are you willing to use your background and your knowledge? Somebody got a phone on or something, something in the background.
I'm sorry. I'm in this airport here at Mr. Galloway, in and out of trying to find a spot.
I got
here.
You. Okay, well, this is beautiful right now. Let me go back to Darren. Because of your leadership, there's no way you could be over the Panhellenic if you wasn't a leader. And there's no way you could play high school. And everywhere you've gone, you've been a leader because you were the quarterback. Nobody talks in your hustle. You give instruction.
Right.
That's why I selected five people. Are you willing to sit on the new board of the fabulous of the Fab Five? Remember the Michigan boys, Weber, and Rose, and the rest of them. If we got a committee called the Fab Five, it's built around you, the quarterback, Richard Riles, who was a running back, and then you got Artie as a wide receiver, and then we got Abe Elam was all everything. And myself was a coach or whatever. I do have a sub by the name of Charles Lee. He lives at in the new place out there, Artie, that you got to get the where I met with Ed Walker the other day. Do you remember the place right out there, the golf course?
I did.
Huh?
Iron Horse.
Now, are you going to say yes, that you want to be on this committee, the Fab Five?
Yes. Let me also say this. I appreciate those kind words you said about me, but I know to be a leader, you have to be a good server. And we all have learned that from you on how you serve our community. So I'm honored to be a part of this, committee. And like you said, you tell me what to do, Mr. Calaway. I'm going to do it all in my ability to do. Unfortunately, right now, Mr. Calaway, I am trying to get on this. I got an earlier flight trying to get right to Palm Beach. So I got to go through this area here, and it's going to be a little noisy. So I just want to let you know I am listening, but it's going to be hard to me because I have to go through.
Since we know that, I want the listeners know that we got you on board. And what we're going to do, of course, you already going to talk all the people in the panel limit about donating some from their chapter. Yeah. Toward the scholarship,
yes,
the six
right.
things. We got that. You got the letter for that. I already supposed to have gotten that
right.
to you. The most other important thing is you were accepted to be on the Fab Five. What
yes,
we're going to do is have Richard Riles to contact all the people who own some kind of business in Fort Myers. We know that Cheney Brothers got a place over there. The reason why we want the people who own business, because 99% of them are going to be a white business people. We need them to hire a lot of those kids in school, especially in college school in the summertime, and the ones right there. If they can do that, but we're going to go and tell them slave pay is out. We're going to get them up. Let them be the lead person that we know can help the inner city people. Everybody got to get on this together. I just wanted you to know that as long as you on there, we got it. See, there's going to be a time in the new year coming up, January or February, when we go over there and talk to the educators about keeping up with the six people they think we should give the funds for. But while we're over there, we'll set up a meeting with those people who own business for they can raise a salary for those mothers and fathers who are working, for they won't be out there on the hungry line because the cost of living has gone up, especially because of the gas prices and even with the pandemic. They're talking about the turkeys. The turkey's going to be for Thanksgiving going to be up much more than they normally, because of, they couldn't grow many or raise many chickens and turkeys because of the pandemic. It's so many things. As long as we know we got that. Now, Artie, how do you feel about the new Fab Five?
Well, I don't think you could have put together a greater team. I think all the people that you named is definitely doing something in the community and want to give back to the community. And all the guys that's on there, like Darren and Abe, I've been knowing them forever. So, and I'm definitely Darren can get the job done. He has proven time and time again that he could do that. So, great. I think it's a great idea, great selection, and I think it's going to be a committee that we're going to be proud of, and they're going to be proud to serve.
Well, the main thing about it is you said, and then you got Richard. And Richard, you know, we got a lawyer, and we got a coach, an educator, and one thing we got on this list most is all ex-athletes. And it's one thing about being an ex-athlete or with an athletic background, you're supposed to be what we call a team player. And if you're a team player, we can get more done. See, we're going to check our egos at the door, and all us, and Darren and the group said we're going to run to the left, we going to the left, because if we run to the left, if we blocking to the left and the runner run to the right, he's going to get killed, or she's going to get killed. So I think that everybody's on board. So, Darren, before you get into the airport where you can't say anything. Now, you will know way in advance that when we going over there, and will you be able to adjust your schedule and your everyday working and business life, because you do have a profession, a job to take care of yourself? Will you be able to do that like the rest of us?
Yeah, if I know Ms. Galloway, in time, enough time, I can try to plan my schedule for it.
Well, I can tell you 90% of the time you'll know 2 weeks or more. In other words, if we go on February 1st, you will know it by the latest would be the 15th of January. See, we will not have anything other than a call meeting where everybody can get there in 5 or 10 minutes. But if we're going over the 4 miles with that drive, you will know way in advance, so you can get everything together when we're leaving, whether we're going to get a van to take us off, or we're going to drive individually. But more than likely, we'll all be together. And then we can be discussing things on the way in and coming back. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. No, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Well,
I look forward to it.
And I'm glad. Now, the other thing, if there's anybody in your regular sojourn right now, all over the county, all over the world, hear you out of the state right now, that you think is in Palm Beach County, that you would like for them to be a part of the that was the Fab Five. I got another committee called I don't know if you remember the movie The Dirty Dozen. Jim Brown played in it. Ernest Bognine and Telly Savalas. They were military people fighting the Germans, and everybody was expert in their own way. Some was machine gunners, some was explosive. See, that's what we got to have. Now, I got that list I've already put together. You'll get a chance to meet the Tucker Federson, who's a former NFL football player. We have Bill Conto from over in Singers Island, a lawyer, and then an elected official with a name Dr. Botel. And, of course, there's quite a few other people. What has he got? Badcock, what is his name? John Baber, who's a businessman from Badcock. And then Jimmy Mayer, he represents, what is it, Law Street Village. He's a wealthy guy from, he's living in London now, but he want to sit on the board with that. And now, what about the two guys, Adi, that you brought on not too long ago?
Yeah, we have Stuart, and also we have Chris Zetwick. Chris from the St. Island area is still a developer here in Palm Beach County that's going to be developing some projects at Riviera Beach, and they would be part of our organization also.
And what about the one that used to work for Don Doniger? What is his name?
Phil Manelli. Can't leave out Phil. Yeah, Phil Manelli is he's also going to be a part of. He's going to be an intricate part of what we do. So we definitely contacted all those people, and they're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to getting this thing underway, and we know it's going to be a great success.
Well, didn't Phil send a message to you not too long ago? He's in Brazil or somewhere on vacation with his wife or girlfriend or whatever, and he just ran to get here and have a meeting with you and I.
He did send a message, and hopefully he'll be in this coming week where we can sit down and have our meeting. He's looking forward to sitting down and going over some of the things that we want him to be a part of. So hopefully he'll be in this coming week where we can have a lunch and a something where we can go over some of the things that we're going to be trying to tackle.
Well, I think that he want to get with you because he want to be a part of what you're trying to do, and to make sure Darren understand what you're trying to do for Thanksgiving, take care of 8,000 people. Bring that up a little bit.
Yes, Darren, I don't know.
See, you're breaking up. Adi, you breaking up.
Is it better now, Mr. Galloway?
Hear you now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Darren know for the last 2 years, we've been helping out Thanksgiving feeding program, our meals that we give to the community. Last year, 2 years, we've been serving over 7,000 people. This year, we got 8,000 more slated to get dinners. And we're going to be holding that on Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving Day. We're going to start out in the morning and be done by noon so we all can get back to our families. But it's going to be served as a great meal, just like what we would have served at our own homes. The 100 baked hams, the turkey, the dressing, all of the sides. Same thing that we would serve to our families, we're going to get to those families. And we just invite anybody that wants to come out and volunteer. We're going to be at the Lindsay Davis Community Center in Riviera Beach, and I'm sure they, you know who that is, Darren. So if you don't have anything to do and you want to be able to come by and help us out, and it'll be great. We're looking for more volunteers and also looking for people to help to make some get people the meals they deserve and be able to enjoy their Thanksgiving like so many of us would be able to do.
Well, the other thing, Darren, what Art is alluding to, that we've been doing this for years, but it's grown so he didn't tell you he got a place at the on Port of Fifth Street. What is that? That you got that many people at
We got a happy corner that we bring. They had over 500 people in that community. So we got also Zora Estates was formerly Stony Brook Plaza. We're going to be serving that community also. And at the Glades area, that's going to be at the pay for 3,000 out to the Glades. We got a host of churches that are going to need meals, the Jay's Ministry. So we got a lot of people that's requesting meals this year. So we want to get an early start in having enough so we can provide the meals to all these families.
Well, see, Darren, that's what we've been doing for a long time. So it's once again, everybody know their place. It'll be two lines, and a lot of the elected officials come for the right reason because they want to give something back. What the guy from Tallahassee just called the other day and talked to us. He's running.
You got Bob. Both of them going to be available.
Well, we're going to contact them, but basically Bobby Powell and Edwin, we hope they do well in their reelection coming up in November, and that'll give them enough time after the election to get themselves together and get down here from Tallahassee and be here, because we are part of their constituents. And the main thing about it is the county administrator, Virginia Baker, she's on board of helping us trying to get supplies. And then that's one of the things that a lot of our elected officials in the city of Riviera Beach, Dr. Botel, she's helping out. This is the first time in 5 or 6 years she won't be in line. She'll be over in Europe on vacation. And, of course, Doug Lawson and Trodrick McCoy, all those guys, they're on the ball helping us out. It's a team effort. That's just what it is. Adi has put together a great team effort. That's part of being on the youth recreation. And another thing, Darren, before you get on the plane, from this point on, every now and then, somebody's going to come up to you that you think should be a part of a lot of things the youth recreation is doing, because it's all about the people. It's for the least, the lost, and the left out. And long as we keep that in mind, we are serving God's children, and nothing is greater than serving God's children. And that's where we get our blessing. It's not about we need to be praised and everything like that. We need to do God's will, and then he'll give us the blessing. Is that right, Artie?
That's correct, Mr. Calloway. That is absolutely correct. And I just want to just say again, Darren, I'm really proud about the things that you're doing in the community, and I know you're going to continue to serve, and we're just glad to have you part of what we're doing. Thanks for being just doing the leadership that you're providing.
Go ahead, Darren.
I'm thankful. My thing is just follow the blueprint that you guys have already laid out. And, you know, we can just follow that. And that's think I'm excited about the opportunity, what's happening in the last quarter of 2022, and as we start the quarter, the new season is 2023. So I'm looking forward to any role that I need to play. I am hoping, I'm hoping for Mr. Cowboy and also Mr. Harris. But I have to cut out here as soon as getting loud here, and I'm going to be cutting out here in a minute. So I apologize for me having to get off, but I thank you for the opportunity, and I'm excited for all the work that you guys are doing and being a part of the team.
Okay, Derek, while you get on the plane, and we all always pray that you be safe landing and everything to work itself out, maybe at the end of Thursday or Friday next week, Artie can call you and we can have a three-way, and that'll help out a little bit. That'll clear up a little more things. That'll be great.
Yeah.
But I just need the listening audience to know we got a celebrity to be a part of the youth recreation with his guidance. That's just all to it. And you tell your family and all of them and all of his friends I said hello. The old man is still in the South.
I will do. And I just want to put this lame shameless plug out there. My family does Sweet Potato Pies. Every year we do that to raise money for our family foundation. So if anybody do not want to cook a Sweet Potato Pie, they can always come to Third and Rosemary. We know a lot of people make better pies than us, but we pride ourselves on making 500 or more pies you love, and it goes to our family foundation. So just want to put that same good plug out there, Mr. Calloway.
Well, let me put it this way. I am a recipient of Henry's, supposed to be the best in the world. I know about that. I know about that. I can tell you right now, since there's how many senior citizens I got that we give fish to, Artie? I said, how many senior citizens, when we catching the fish, that we take care of? And then you take some money to a senior citizen last week because of, she need him?
Yes.
Isn't that about 10?
Yeah, 10 to 15 every time we do this.
Well, what I want to tell the greatest chef in the world, Henry Stutsteel, by his son, to put 10 for those, rather than we trying to figure out who's going to cook them, get 10 for the youth recreation and just tell Artie how much money that we have to pay for that right now. I don't know how many I can tell other people, but I want those 10 for those at family rather than try to give them some pound cake. And then the main thing, well, we'll get the word out, and who knows, next week when you get there, I may have some more. But I can tell you that right now. That's 10 for those families, that special families we got. We got quite a few families, but I know we were going to get dessert for 10. And so now I know I can have a one of those great potato pies from the Stutsteel main oven. We home free, but we'll talk about some more next week. But automatically, you got 10 right now. I can okay that right this minute. So you go ahead on and do what you got to do, and we appreciate you being on the air. And then we'll Artie will get with you, then you and him will talk, and we'll talk when you get in. Anytime after Wednesday, I want to talk, have a three-way with you and Artie. You got that, Artie?
Yes, sir. I'm going to have to step off now and thank you again, okay?
Thank you now. Appreciate you.
All right.
Be safe.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Dan.
Artie?
Thanks for coming on. Okay, Mr. Calloway, we're going to...
I'm on screen. 2:30.
Okay. So you make what? Okay, Artie, we only got about 5 minutes at the most. Now, is there anything the listening audience need to know about what we are going to embark on for November in December, because you got, the other day, didn't you put together with the city manager and everybody and the recreation director, and that was Summit Wells, the senior citizen, explain that to the listening audience.
Yes. Next Sunday, coming up, we're going to do some polls. We're going to be lining up at St. James Missionary Baptist Church in Rivera Beach on 35th Street. We're going to be lining up there. We're going to be having a caravan of cars. We're going to go solo to the polls. And after we leave over from Wells, right across the street, we're going to be having refreshments for all of the people who come out. We want to make this a big event. This is sponsored by the Youth and Recreational Association. And we want to make sure everybody get a chance to exercise their right to vote. And we are, so for the ones who don't have a ride, we're going to be providing that. So everybody can come out at the Wells Recreation Center on starting at 1:30 to 6:30. We'll be over to the City Hall, the old library building in that lot. And we're going to make sure we be able to talk about the issues of the community, feed people, and just have a great time with the community. It's going to be a great time to come out with your family. And if you could, come to St. James Missionary Baptist Church and get into that line so we can all just have one large caravan going over there. And we need to get this done. This is very important.
And okay, now, giving Miss is due. Who's fixing the food and the ribs?
Yeah, well, the Youth Recreation and Derek McCray Backyard Barbecue is the ones who's providing the ribs and the chicken for this event. So it's going to be some great food out there. They're going to have some cocktails out there. They're going to have some cotton candy machines for the kids, popcorn, you name it. It's going to be out there. Some cookie company is going to be there. But the Youth Recreation and Backyard Barbecue is the ones that's who's going to be providing the chicken and the ribs for this event.
Free of charge? Is it free of charge?
Free of charge.
That's beautiful.
That's right. We're going to line up at 1524. I just wanted to listen up. We're going to line up at 1524 West 35th Street. That's the
motorcade.
That's the motorcade.
You're going to have the motorcade coming on 35th Street at St. James Church, and then go over to Blue Heron and have the souls to the polls. That's what it's about. And most of all, you don't have to cook after you go from church. You got food out right there, and it's free of charge. That's one of the things that the youth recreation is always trying to do. Now, what else you got before we get off? What else you got going? Senior citizen?
Now, we're going to also have the senior citizen is going to come up on December 15th. We're going to have that over at Wells Recreation Center complex also. Now, we're going to be having senior citizens from the Glades area, all of the Pahokee,
Belle Glade, South Bay,
along.
Pahokee?
Yes, sir.
Are you having
you
the guys from Belle Glade? Go ahead.
Belle Glade, South Bay, and Pahokee.
Okay.
And you have some people from Boynton County, the Great Valley.
And you're going to have Ed Walker bring a few people from up in Port St. Lucie, senior citizens. And all that is what, free?
Another thing is doing is a free charge event. You're not dead thing, just come. Enjoy a good meal. I know there's going to be some people in Miss Calloway that want to get the microphone and do a couple songs, but we have a great time with these seniors. We're going to play a lot of board games, card games, just having a great time with all of the seniors getting to meet each other from different areas. So I think that's going to we have done this before, and it turned out tremendously. And we want to continue to give the seniors something to do all the time.
Well, did you? I know you met with the people who run the senior citizens for the Riviera Beach.
Yes, I was with Gwen Oates and Alex.
Yeah.
We was with them last night.
Did you tell them that they need to get back and tell my church and get Betty Hodges, because they know who to call. See, because Betty Hodges needs that, because she'll have the people to sign up and to make sure
okay.
you give a number. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Tell them about Mount Olive. They'll get with Betty Hodges,
yes,
get
sir.
A message. And then I think you brought the time back to 12 o'clock. I think that Richard
yes,
Banks should go to him.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you get that to Gwen Oates or Alice McCullough, and put they can call.
Yes.
I don't want my church to miss out on it, because they always, I don't care how many churches, but I want Mount Olive there, because those senior citizens love that. So is there anything else we need to say before we turn it back off to Deja and we are finished, because our time is up? My thing is, but I leave it
no,
up to you. Go ahead.
No, Ms. Keller, I'll just say that those are my closing arguments and closing statements. So if you want to go ahead and close it up, that'd be great.
Well,
that's all I
yes,
have right
I want,
now.
Yes, I want the listening audience and to know, and you'll be contacting you'll contact the five, not in the next week or so. You'll contact Richard. You contact Richard and let him know that I didn't get with him. You called him, told him to get with me. I got to talk to him because I need to tell him why I need him to find out all those business people, but we can set up at least a 2 months knowing when we going over to Fort Myers and talk to those people about raising the salary for all those, you know, all them black people that got out there and they making $21,000 a year. That's just terrible. See, the thing why we have to do that, Artie, if the people over there fight for themselves, the people who they're working for may fine them or punish them, but they can't do nothing to us. We'll be their voice. See, we have to be their voice. People say, why don't you let them? There was a white guy, Tucker, said, why don't you let them do it? No, we can't let them. That's our job, to go meet with them and tell them this is what got to happen. You got to do better because now you know better. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. Got it. We definitely put all the information I need to put out there to people there so they can have the numbers to call, and I contact the churches that need to be there. And I think we got it all ready to go.
Okay, well, that's my final remark. It was a well job, well done. That was a good candidate you had today, Artie. One of the better ones. That's beautiful. And maybe we have
okay.
to use I think that you started something. I think you should think about some of the ones on the Fab Five and then the Dirty Dozen, you know, with your committee that you're putting together to go and make sure we raise the funds for six students from over there in Fort Myers. And because I'm going to start calling some of the black colleges that if a kid make a choice of their school, I want them to automatically be put on what they call that, financial aid. See, because they're going to be sponsoring themselves, and we're going to be helping them. See, we get them on financial aid, and with our $10,000, we can get them through the school, because of the first year, they need to know how to spend some of their money on clothes. See, just say if they went to Tuskegee or Talladega in Alabama, it's going to be cold. And if they go to the black historic colleges in Atlanta, it's going to be cold. And even if they go to Bethune or A&M, Florida A&M, it's going to be cold. So you know you got to have a different wardrobe. And we got to teach the kids how to buy stuff when they get there, and they'll know the type of clothes they need to be buying for. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. Okay, and I think we have my phone is blinking here. I think it's going to cut off in a minute. So, Daisy, you
okay.
want to go ahead and
well, I'm finished.
Before we get cut off there?
Yes. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for our guest. Once again, Mr. Darren Stutzel. He is a business owner as well as an educator. Today was a really great show. And just like I had said earlier, please do not forget to go out for the governor's at the governor's election. Like I said, show out, go out, and don't let anyone tell you that your vote doesn't matter because it most definitely does. And like I said, for early voting, that is from October 24th to November 6th. That is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then the regular day general voting will be Tuesday on November 8th, also 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you all, and don't forget to come again next week, same day and same time. Thank you all, and have a wonderful week.
Okay, bye-bye.